what's been happening at Bailey House. When news and interviews don't go anywhere else. We're not a rabble, we don't babble. We're your number one for fun. We're the Bailey Babble. Bailey Babble, hit it, Angus. Bailey Babble, Bailey Babble. Woo-hoo! Bailey Babble. Hey! Yeah, that's right, folks. You are listening to Bailey Babble. I'm Matt, your host with the most hair missing. And joining me in the studio today is the delightful Con Man. Good afternoon, Con. How are you, mate?
How are you, Matt?
Pretty well, thank you, mate. Hey, you've got a shout-out today. You've got to wish someone a happy birthday. Is that right?
Happy birthday to my sister.
And your sister's name is...
Bertha Funny.
Well, happy birthday to her if she's listening. Do you think she'll be listening? You have to tell her about it. Tell her to get on board the Bailey Babble. It will change her life. Hey, I'm going to get around the room and say a very good morning to Harmonica player extraordinaire Angus. How are you, mate?
How are you, sir?
Pretty well, thank you, mate. Sorry?
I feel great.
Awesome. Why are you feeling so great today?
So we've got an interview.
Because we got a special guest in the studio. Do you get nervous?
I get nervous. Sometimes.
I get a bit nervous too.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. Go, we'll be fine. All right, next. Lukey, good morning. Welcome to the microphone.
Good afternoon. It's afternoon.
Oh, it is afternoon too. Sorry, mate. I think I've got what you call Monday-itis.
Yeah, Monday-itis.
You know what I did have last week?
Yeah, coronavirus.
Bloody coronavirus. Oh, God. A whole week at home.
Yes.
And then my wife got sick, my two children.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know what? I've never seen so many dishes.
Dishes?
I don't want coronavirus again because there's too many dishes. Sam Baker, co-host Sam, welcome to the microphone.
Well, welcome.
How are you, old son?
I'm good today.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join me this afternoon. Sam Baker, how are you today? Are you well?
Yes.
Your football team, Sam, the Hawks. Now, can they make the finals?
No.
You don't think they can?
No.
You've still enjoyed watching the Hawks this year, though?
Yes.
Yeah. You're not giving it. You're not going to give up on them.
I sure am.
You what?
Oh my God.
Hang on, you're going to give up on the Hawks next year?
I want to stay Hawks.
Yeah, good. You've got to stick with it. Hey, now, Con, I know you've got something big on your mind, but we've got to get to our special guest. Could you introduce our special guest to the listeners, please? We're really delighted to have the delightful... Who is it, Con?
That is... Neve.
Neve Hanapi, welcome to the Bailey Babble.
Thank you for having me.
I've got the surname right, haven't I? Hanapi.
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 Neve Hanapi, yes.
Now, Neve, for those people that do not know, what's your job title here at Bailey House and your role?
So I'm the front office manager and I work 3 days a week, Monday, Thursday and Friday, co-sharing with Leonie, who's also a front office manager. So yeah, we manage the front desk. We get to greet all of you lovely people every morning and afternoon and take all of the calls and yeah.
Quite a varied role, right?
Yes, it's very busy, but lots of fun. We get to have lots of nice conversations with everybody, but it's busy, busy.
You're often the first point of contact for families, right?
Yes, so we take all the calls, and obviously we're getting the door as well. So, yeah, we get the first point of contact for most queries, yeah, because we get the phone. So, yeah, it's busy.
All right, well, now it's a bit of an... I mean... I'm not going to faint, but it's, you know, we've done a few interviews over the journey, but I normally don't get so emotional because... normally, Con, we're getting to know our guest, but...
the issue today is...
What?
Well, Niamh, you've got some big news.
I know. This is my last week. I'm going home, moving home to Ireland next week. So.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, we want to find out more about that. But initially, we just want to hear a little bit about your stay in Australia, Niamh. Okay. Sammy, can you get the ball rolling, mate?
Oh, you're going to stay in Australia? Just going to...
When do you arrive in Australia?
You didn't have to sing it, Sammy. But I like that. I like that. So, Niamh, yes. When did you arrive in Australia, Niamh? I think you arrived at a pretty funny time.
Oh, well, I had to think about that, actually. But I arrived in December 2016.
Sorry, I'm getting confused with when you arrived here. About time. Okay, 2016.
Yeah.
Right. What were your plans when you arrived in Australia in 2016?
I came on a 3-month holiday and absolutely loved Australia and decided to stay. And now I'm here 6 years later.
Wow. And who did you travel out here with?
I traveled with a friend of mine from home. Her name is Karen. But she only stayed a couple of months and she went home, but I decided to get a job and stay. So it was just my girlfriend and I, but now she's gone. So yeah, now I'm here on my own.
What was it about Australia? So you got to that 3-month mark and thought, what was it that enticed you to stay longer?
I just loved it. The weather is so good. The people were so nice. I ended up getting a job pretty quickly and I loved the job and the people and yeah, decided to stay. And I met my partner in that time as well. So obviously that was part of my decision to stay.
Wow. Wow. You fell head over heels early.
Yes.
Now hang on, Paul, I'm interested. So what was your, this is a job you had before Bailey House. What was that job?
What job did I have
in
before?
2016? You said you got a job that you enjoyed.
Yeah. I worked in a recruitment agency. Yeah, Hayes Recruitment Agency. Yeah, so
recruiting AFL players.
No. Okay. That would be great, though. I mean, be good money.
Look, hey, the Kangaroos could do worse than getting Niamh to help with recruiting. They're going shocking. The Kangaroos.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Anyway. And okay, so you you really enjoyed that role?
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. It was great. And there was a lot of other Irish people working there as well. So yeah, it was good. It was a nice start to my journey here. Yeah.
How long did that last?
So because of my visa, I can only do temporary jobs at a time. So it was only just for 6 months. And then I've had lots of different jobs here, actually, due to the visa. Which has been great because I've got to meet loads of different people, lots of different experiences, different places, which has been good, but all in office administration roles.
Con man, she said she met a man. Ooh, I think we need to go there, Con. What can you tell us about who did you meet and where did you meet him?
So, of course, he's Irish as well, even though I travel all the way over the other side of the world, we still meet another Irish person. And in a very just general, nothing special, but we were in St. Kilda, but of course it was St. Patrick's Day, which is, you know, a big celebration in Ireland. So at least it helps me remember the date. And yeah, that's it.
What happened? Did your eyes meet across a crowded bar? Was it just like one of those movies, Sam? What happened?
No, nothing special. just I actually can't even remember. Isn't that terrible? But yeah, just a casual drinks on St. Patrick's Day. The typical Irish. We would have been having a few beers. So I'll say it was the drink.
And you're still with this guy to this very day.
Yeah.
How's the relationship progressed? If it's not too much to ask, I mean, do you think one day you might even settle? I mean, where's this relationship at?
Well, hopefully go in a good direction. We're engaged to get married now, and we've...
Beg your pardon, Sam?
Are you going to marry?
Yeah.
So I got a ring, so that's a good sign, right?
Wow. Tell us, Luke, when people get engaged... Now, your brother's married, right?
Yes.
Do you, now, of course, he married... what's his wife's name?
Liz.
Now, when he married Liz, do you know how he asked her, how he proposed? Was it very romantic? What did he do?
What?
Do you remember? Do you know?
I was there.
You were there when he asked her to marry him?
What?
You were cramping his style.
No.
You were at the wedding.
Yeah, I was at the wedding.
What do you think I was doing?
But before the wedding, the gentleman normally asks his wife to be, "Will you marry me?" Now, how did this happen, Eve? Was it a romantic moment?
It was cute. Yeah, we went for a walk on the beach, and Darren put a little message in a glass bottle. So you know the whole message in a bottle. And I found the bottle on the ground and had a little letter inside asking me, "Will you marry me?" And then I turned around and he was on one knee with the ring.
Yes.
So yeah, it was very special.
What's his name, sorry?
Darren.
Darren,
you've raised the bar too high, Darren. Wow, wonderful.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah, that's Sam, that's the stuff of movies.
Yes.
That's impressive. And did you have to think about it long, Eve, or you knew straight away?
I asked him, was he sure? That was my response. But yes, no, it was a yes straight away.
Why wouldn't it be? That's wonderful. See, now, Neve, this is going places you didn't think it would go, isn't it? Angus, so Neve said she arrived in 2016. You've got a question for Neve about her time in Australia.
Has she been camping?
Yeah, well, or done much...
touring.
Yeah. Because we're a big country, aren't we, Deeb? Have you seen much of Australia so far?
I did a little bit. So when I first arrived, we flew into Sydney and we drove from Sydney to Cairns, stopping off in all the most tourist locations there. So, and then we did a lot of snorkeling and scuba diving, camping. Yeah. So all of the sort of East Coast we did for the first 3 months, which was lovely, yeah.
Any mishaps in your adventures?
Yeah, we missed lots of buses and lots of taxis there was a few hiccups, but it made it part of the journey though, didn't it? So there was lots of fun bits about it, but generally the overall experience was really good. We did it with a touring company. They were pretty organized, but it was beautiful.
This was with Karen.
With Karen, yes. Yeah.
Any close encounters with any Australian wildlife?
No. I did see some snakes and things, but yeah. No, we were very safe.
No near death experiences?
No. I did get to hold a koala though when I was on the Gold Coast, so that was very happy with that.
They're cute. Yeah, but we're not talking about mine. We're talking about Neve and Neve's experiences in Australia. We need to move on to who's got the? Am I as organised as I'd like to be, Neve?
No, you're not.
No, I am not.
Yeah, not we know that.
It's Monday.
Where are we? We're here. I want Luke.
Oh my God.
I want you to step up, mate, and ask this question.
Geez.
All right. I want you to. Because I hear people saying, Luke, that Australia is the best country in the world. Now, I mean, are we that friend? Can you ask about, like, what about the people here? Are they?
Iron's not.
Wearing my pants.
What do you want?
I would like you to ask that question. I know you've got the picture there. These people are smiling.
Yeah,
they're shaking hands. Everyone looks like they're pretty...
happy.
Yeah.
They're happy.
Well, what about Australian people? You know, are we?
We're happy. They are happy, Matt. We are happy.
You've just come back from Western Australia, right?
Oh, come on.
You have?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, how did you find the West Australian people? Were they friendly? Were they welcoming?
Yes.
Even though you had your St Kilda jumper on?
I didn't have my jumper on. I didn't take it over there.
All right, but you had your St Kilda scarf, your cap and whatnot. Did you find the people quite friendly?
Yeah.
Neve, what about Australian people in general? Would you say we are a welcoming people?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't stay here that long if I didn't like you guys. No, really, really friendly, nice people. You've got good banter. Yeah, very similar to Irish.
Right, there are some similarities.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Everybody's got a good bit of... as you were saying, Ireland, a good crack. Yes.
I guess so. That's a big reason why we see a lot of Irish people in the country, I guess.
I know. Everybody's Irish. There'd be nobody left in Ireland.
What about these claims? And I think even our new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, said it on the night the new Prime Minister Con made his speech. And he said, Luke, we're the best country in the world. It sort of makes my skin crawl when I hear that. Oh. Have you been to many other countries, Neve? Can we claim to be the best country in the world? That's a big stretch, isn't it?
Oh,
I mean, isn't Ireland the best country in the world, in your opinion?
I mean, yeah, but Australia's a very, very, very close. It's up there. Wasn't Melbourne voted the most livable, like, best city for, like, 7 years in a row, I think?
Yeah, it does normally fare quite well in those polls.
Yeah. It's got really cool bars and restaurants and cafes and, yeah, it's got lots to offer and obviously the weather is nice. So, yeah, I would say it's up there. I would agree with that comment.
Right. Well, that is nice to hear. I like to think, Con, I like to think most people are friendly people, right? Matt, now, you seem like a guy who's a bit stressed. Did you want to stick around or did you want to go back down and say good day to Jacques?
I want to stick around.
All right. Well, that's all right. We're just going to stay on topic. That's all. We're going to move along, Con.
Because
Now. Well, you can sneak down now if you like.
Vendor is finished.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's worry about that. Let's worry about this. Your question, actually. This one here.
My question is.
Now, that's a picture of. Is it who I think it is in that picture? Out the front of Bay. That's
Bar 11.
Picture of Bar. Yeah, and he's out the front of Bailey. Now, when did you start at Bailey House, Con Man?
I started at...
Yeah, how old were you? Do you remember?
August.
It was in August. Do you remember what year it was?
I started in August because it was my birthday.
Ah, that's why I remember. Well, I wonder, did you want to ask Neve when she...
When you start Bailey House?
Yeah, so you said you got to Melbourne. Sorry, you got to Australia in 2016. Worked a variety of jobs. When did you come to Bailey House?
So actually, Friday just gone last week, the 29th.
Sorry, Luke and Angus. A little bit hard to hear, Neve, fellas.
Sorry. So Friday last week, the 29th of July, was my 1 year anniversary with Bailey House. So just 1 year here.
Is that it? Just the 1 year?
Yeah. It's gone so quickly. Feels like a long time.
Wow. Neve, I had an idea. Now, how did you come to get a job at Bailey House, by the way?
Oh, I just applied.
Where was it advertised? What?
Yeah, it would have just been on like Seek or one of those job advertisement websites. And yeah, I came in for an interview with Kerry. Because she was going to be the acting general manager and also with Leone. So my first day was Natasha's last day to go on maternity leave. So we both did a swap over that day. But yeah, I think it was just advertised online.
Did you get a good vibe straight away? Was it stressful, the interview with Kerry and Kerry and Leone? Were they friendly to you? Were they Were they kind?
Yes, they were. They were. I did want to come back. When I got the call to come back, I was very pleased. So, yeah, it was a good vibe. I did come for the interview after 3:30. So I think everybody had gone home. So it was quiet. I didn't get to see everybody. But I do remember my very first day was a very, very busy day.
Hey, so your first days here, I was thinking when the boys and I were chatting earlier, weren't we? Fellas, and I said to the guys, I think Neve started, excuse me, Connor, I thought Neve started during lockdowns when it was really quiet. That's wrong.
So I had two days with everybody on site, and then we went into lockdown. So yeah, I had 2 days and then everybody was gone.
How long were we gone for?
Yeah, how long were you gone for? Gosh, a long time. I think it was July to October. I think everybody came back on the 26th of
August. How was that? I wonder what was that experience like, Neve, being so quiet? How was that experience?
In a way, it worked to my advantage because I got to know everything and learn everything while it was quiet, you know what I mean? But we still had a couple of people on site at that time and it was still still busy. But yeah, it was good, but I was very happy for everybody to return in October.
So what impact did that then have when everyone returned on you?
Oh my goodness, it was crazy. Do you remember the zones when we could only be in a particular zone? Yeah. So yeah, that was like a whole extra job in itself.
But what, Luke, I'm wondering about the fact that there was suddenly all these people in the building. How did it change the vibe of the place?
Oh, big time. It's so good with everybody back. It's completely different. It lifts your spirits. You get to see people, chat, have conversations. Yeah, it's just so much better to see everybody in person. Yeah, it's much better. And busy.
It is a hype of activity typically, isn't it? When everyone's about. Luke, I'm wondering, I think Angus has got the next one. I should have jotted this down, Angus.
Oh, what? What's wrong with you?
Have you? No, that's not. Is it? Maybe it's. Oh, I can't. Who organises this?
That was you.
Who organises Bailey Babble?
You do.
Oh, that's a bloody shambles, Luke. I hope Warwick's not listening to this.
He might.
Well, I had Corona. You know, we were meant to. How many times? We've rescheduled this a few times, haven't we, Neve?
Yes.
Now, speaking of coronavirus, how's your daughter, if you don't mind me asking? Is that right? You've got a little girl?
Yes.
Yeah. And how's she going?
She's much better. She's much better. She was like a bad cold, and she's sleeping a lot, but she's feeling much better now. I managed to escape it somehow. Yeah.
That's amazing how that happens, isn't it? Yeah. My daughter didn't return one positive rat or one positive PCR.
The whole time.
Yeah, she had two PCRs, but she was coughing and spluttering like the rest of us, so she stayed home. Sammy Baker, it's your question, mate.
Have you liked working at a Bailey House?
He wants to sing it.
He's got a good singing.
Is it Sam Baker or John Farnham over there?
It's John Farnham.
Yes. I've loved it. I've loved it so much. I'm going to be so sad to go. But yeah, everybody, all the clients, all of the staff, everybody's been lovely. And the work itself, I've enjoyed too. So
Con, I want to know, and we've asked this of other guests over the journey too, Con. People often say Bailey House is a unique place to work, Neve. Is that right, in your opinion?
Yeah, I agree. I've got some lovely stories and memories from here that I'll definitely carry with me, but definitely a unique place. We've got lots of cool characters here.
Is that what makes it unique, the different personalities?
Yeah, I think so.
Not the charming, really funny staff?
I mean, there's a mix of everything. Matt, you've literally, definitely, you're number one. Your jokes are definitely going to be one of the highlights of my day when I arrive.
It was a bit of a loaded question, was it? All right, well, so you've decided to, I mean, if it's that good,
Will you shut up?
Well,
all right, I'll try and regroup. But Angus, we want to know why. I mean,
why is she leaving?
Yeah, I mean, if it's that darn good, why are you leaving us, Neve?
I know, I'm going to be so sad to go.
Because she wants to.
I guess, well, that's a fair point. Well, hang on, Luke, she's a grown woman and she makes
because
her own...
Because she wants to leave.
She makes her own decisions.
She makes her own decision.
I want you to have a guess. Why do you think Neve's leaving?
Because it's getting another job.
Luke, what about you, mate? I want you to have a guess. Why do you think she's leaving?
She's missing her family.
Okay. Sammy, you've got a hunch. Why do you think Neve is leaving?
I guess.
Because I'm so happy and good luck.
Oh, that's a lovely thing to say. Yeah. We all wish you the best of luck, Neve, but why are you leaving? Is Conrad, have you got a new job or are you heading back home to Ireland?
I'm going home because I'm going to go see my family. So
I got it in one.
It was Luke, yay. Yes, yeah, just see my family. It's been 4 years since I've been home last and nobody's met my little girl, Bella, so... Just get home, see my mom and dad and brothers and sisters and just, yeah, have some family time. Yeah.
Wow, so that's a huge thing. So you've had, how was that experience having Bella out here without that family support?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been emotional. You go back and forth, but we really enjoyed it. Like, it's been fine. It was a different time during COVID, you know, so nobody could see each other anyway. So you just got to roll with the punches. But, yeah, I'll be glad to get home. And she has 9 cousins on my side. I've got 9 nieces and nephews, so she's going to have lots of little pals to play with when she gets home. So it'll be nice.
And so, Bella, does she have a little Aussie accent or an Irish lilt?
I think something she says, I think it's a bit of an Aussie accent, but then it's kind of mixed because I'm from Dublin and my partner's from the south of Ireland, so he's got a different accent as well. So she's, yeah, it's a bit of a mixed accent, I'll say, yeah.
You think... is there a prospect that you might return one day, Neve?
Yes, I'd love to. I'd love to come back to Bailey House. So the plan is to go home for up to 1 year is the max that I want to stay at home. And then I come back and hopefully some job will be available for me here in Bailey House and I can come back.
Oh, wow.
How good would that be? That would
be amazing. Now, you have talked to Darren about this, I trust.
Yes, we're agreed that we're going to come back in a year's time. So this time next year, I should be coming back.
Wow, so you mightn't be lost to Bailey House altogether.
Oh, fingers crossed, there's something available in August next year.
Yeah. Hey, Con, before, and I, what was that? You need to go to the...
I'm sure you're going to the toilet because I'm...
All right. Well, we can get that done shortly. We've just got a couple more questions for Neve. The first one, Neve, is... I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Oh, no.
What about... I'm thinking about the next person who takes your job. What do they need? What makes that person good for the role in the office there with Leonie? What attributes do they need, do you think?
Oh, well, that is a good question.
It's the first one I've had all year.
Just to enjoy it, basically. Just to take it... all in and just enjoy it because it's just a really fun place at the end of the day. So it's just to enjoy the conversations and just roll with it, really, I suppose. But
it's good to be somebody who's quite personable, I guess.
Exactly, be personable, enjoy the conversations you have with people and the clients that are here, and just take it day by day. It's always been a lot of fun. I've nothing bad to say.
That's what we like to hear. Well, we're pretty much done, although I want to ask you, I think Luke's got one final one. Luke, I nearly overlooked it.
No,
come in. I think Luke's got lucky last. This one here, there we go, Luke. Lucky last question from you, fine sir. Neve, of course, is going home. And she's going home because, well,
I just said
what
it.
Is she? Yeah, but what is she? I mean, you've got an image there of a woman who looks quite sad because she's probably missing...
Missing family. Yeah, missing family.
Is that... Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is that what Neve is missing the... You know?
Are you missing family the most?
Yes, family is a factor.
What
but
have you done?
Another thing I'm really missing is Irish food. And I can't wait to have some Irish takeaway food.
Just think what you've done.
Hang on, Con, have you ever been to Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You've been to Greece.
I've been to Greece.
Well, Neve was talking about Irish food, Con man.
And to Queensland.
Yeah, okay. Up north there.
That's but, what I'm taking, Mum.
Well, she'll enjoy that. But I want to know, how does Irish food differ to our Australian food, Neve?
Do you know what? I don't know what it is, but there is something different. I think different. You just can't beat Irish potatoes. And I say that really Irish too. Potatoes. So the Irish chippies are just so much better. So much better. You have to come to Ireland and just, get an Irish takeout of Irish hot chips. They're just so good. Yeah. And my mom's cooking, of course. I'll like a homemade meal when I get home. Will be nice.
Yeah, well, that is understandable. Neve, hey, listen, it's been wonderful.
It's
wonderful that you've taken the time to spend... Well, Neve said her nan's cooking, I think.
No, mum's.
Oh, your mum's.
Mum's, yeah. Mum's.
Mum's.
Yeah.
Hey, before you... I've got one more, Luke, on the run.
Oh, damn it.
What... Is there anything you find... What is the most... is there anything you find about Australians that is quite... really unique to Australians? Is it just our language or is it a behaviour?
No, I honestly think Irish and Australians are very similar. I think that's why I've really... why I've stayed here, you know? So, especially Melbourne as well, because I tried Sydney and other places, but Melbourne I felt was the most, like, European, most like home. So, yeah. No, but just... No, nothing really stands out to be...
So, we're not freaks?
No.
Good. Hey, Neve, thank you so much. Not only for spending a good... 32 minutes with us this afternoon, but also for all you've done over the last year, and you've settled in so well, and you'll be sorely missed. I'm not going to cry. Look, I'm going to hold it together. I'm going to hold it together. But Neve, we wish you all the best for your trip back home, and wish you every happiness back home. And we would love to see you back again, wouldn't we, Sammy?
Yes.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Matt, and thank you, guys. This has been great. I've loved chatting with you guys. Thanks for all
you... And look, I tell you what, the world's a smaller place. You'll never be far away if you just tune into the Bailey Babble. You can listen to it in Ireland, you realise, Luke?
Yes, I can.
I mean, do yourself a favour. If you're ever feeling Bailey sick, just, you know...
I'll tune in, yeah.
All right, Neve. Safe travels and... All the best with your next chapter. And to co-host Con, thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, co-host Sammy.
Thank you.
Thank you, co-host Lukey.
You're welcome, Matt.
And last but not least, thanks, co-host Angus.
Thank you, sir.
How'd we go? That was all right, wasn't it?
That was a good one, yeah.
Hey, I didn't bloody swear once.
Yes, you did.
Yes, it is
true. And to our... Wow, it's been chaotic. Hey, and to all our loyal...
Because I'm going to Southampton on Friday.
Yeah, but to all our loyal listeners, Con, we'd like to say thanks for dabbling. In all our babbling, you've been listening to the Bailey Babble.
That was good.